Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Tes. Picking up at the top of the page, top line, first word. Zok Vehelega Gemara.
We mentioned it's full yom, doesn't eat from the food from the Kohanim. Minonim Yili. From where do we know this? Somewhere Shakush, Namar Kala. Pasuk says, Hakoin HaMechate Osa Yochlen. The Kohen who throws the dam, he gets to eat from the meat. Koine mechate yochal. Sheinu mechate no ochal. Uklalahu, is this a general rule? Vahare mishmara kula. We have the rest of the mishmar, the entire mishmar, they mechate, they don't throw the dam. Vahochal, and yet they do eat. The answer is, no, roi lechito ke'amrinan. But if not roi, then not. So the other people in the mishmar roi. He says, well, what do you mean? Vahare katan. What about a katan? Deina royal chito, he's not able to go through the dam. The ochel, yet he goes and eats it. Elama yochlenu. So what does it mean when it says that he shall eat it? Yachlekenu means he shall claim a share in it. And then we see like this. Royal chito yicholik. Someone who's able to go and to throw the dam, he shares in the meat. Shein royal chito yicholik. One who's not eligible to go and to throw the dam, he doesn't share the meat. And then we see over here that at tfuyom, he's not eligible to throw the dam. Therefore, he has no claim in it. Haribalmum. What about a balmum? The inner royal lechitoy, the cholik. He's not eligible to throw the dam, but he goes and he shares. He is cholik in them, right? And that is a balmum is not qualified to do these to do the avoda. So according to Rishlakis, it's somebody who's not eligible to do the avoda. Some one who is eligible is he gets a chilek in it. So then we should exclude a balmum. But the Mishnah says Balmum does get. Balmum Rechamana Rabbi in the Chinami, he shouldn't get, but the Torah decided to add him into it. Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, the Rabbi's Balmum, there's every male among the Kohanim can have it, which is including a Balmum. Says Rashi, well, Kaman Mokmin and Labi Pirkin, we say in Daf Kupes, the Lechluka Rabbi, he's just including for Chaluka. The Ilachila, Loitzach, for eating it, we don't need it. The Habehedya, it says straight up, eats from the kach. In fact, the Gemara, who says that's what it's coming to include? Why don't we say ve'ema that kol zachar l'rabbas tzvulyom? It's coming to include tzvulyom that they do get. And for the Gemara, mistabra balmum havali l'rabuye. Makes more sense that it's including a balmum shekein ochel because he actually eats from him. Right? He's more qualified than a tzvulyom to get a chelek because the tzvulyom is not able to eat, but here the Rebbe Pasuk says they do eat. Adarabba, Tfuyom Avalay, Lerabuye, just the opposite, it makes sense to include Tfuyom. Dil Urta Mirsuchazi, because he's able to have everything that night, right? Rashi says, La Vodak, he go in Hector Chalavim, he's able to go out and be involved in the burning of the fats of the Avoda itself. A Tfuyom is something went to the mikvah, but yet wasn't yet Harav Shemesh. But once it's Harav Shemesh, this guy's fully good, as opposed to the Bamum. For the Gemara, that's a nice attempt. However, hashtamia haluchazi. Right now, you know, the tfuyum is not ready to go and get it. So, nice try. Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef said, zmichtiotzi. May yochlenu yechlekenu. We said above, what does it mean when it says, the one who throws it shall eat it? It means he shall claim a share in it. The Torah Chmana, yachlekenu. Right, so then let us just say, Lechlekena, my Yochelena, why is he Yochelena? Shema Mina, Roy Lachila Cholik. So we assume here that someone's Roy, it's fitting to go ahead and to eat it, they split it. Shedor Lechila in a Cholik. If it's not Roy to Lechila, then he doesn't Cholik. So we see it's full Yom. Since he's not able right now to eat it, it's not going to be included in this idea of Kol Zachar. Balmum makes more sense because he's able to go ahead and actually eat it right now. As we know from the fact that the Torah includes him in another place to that. Fracting Gemara, by Reish Lakish, Balmum v'u Tamei. Let's see if a Balmum, and he's Tamei. Mao sheyachliku lo, do we cholik to him? Kevin the Luchaze, do we say it since a Balmum is not able to go and do the Avoda? V'rachmana Rabbie, but the Torah includes him. Lo shna, doesn't matter that he's Tamei. Mali Tame, Mali Balmum. What does it make a difference? Either way, he's a Balmum. You should be able to go ahead, right? Any way you slice it, either way, he is a Balmum along in both cases. Therefore, you should be able to get his Chelek. Odema Roy Lachila Cholek, Shinura Lachila Cholek. Since it's Tame, he's not Roy Lachila, and therefore, we wouldn't give it to him. Almirava Tashma, let's take a look from the Braisa. Kohen Gadol, Makrev Onain. A Kohen Gadol brings a carbon when he is an Onain. Ve'enu ochel, but he doesn't eat from it. Ve'enu cholik lechol erev, and he doesn't get a share to eat that night. Now, even though Kohen Gadol is an onein, is he able to do the avoda? He doesn't share in the karbanos. The reason must be is because he's not able to eat it. Shmamino, roi lechila b'inon. Shmamino, it's got to be that it's roi lechila, and this person's tummy right now, it's not roi lechila, and therefore, nope, he doesn't get it. Boy, Rav Hosha, you're tummy b'karbanosi. Boy, of a Kohen who's tummy when you're bringing the karbanos tzibor. Maushi yachlikulo. What's the din in reference to whether they give him chilek or not? Mirmin and Mechate Merchon, it says Mechate, when he throws the dam, he gets it. Painami Mechate, and this one also is in the category someone could throw it. But a Tommy Cohen is eligible to bring the carbono in this, but, so he can be considered Mechate. Or don't we say Roy Lachila Cholik, Shannon Roy Lachila in a Cholik, only if you're able to eat it, then yes, if not, then no. Marvina Tashwan, take a look, Cohen Gadol Markovonin, a Cohen Gadol, he brings a carbon, he's in Orin, Vainochel doesn't eat, Vainocholik Lechol Erev, and he doesn't claim a share to eat that night, even though he can do the Avoda, he's not able to get it. Shmamino Roy Lachila Bina, Shmamino, same idea we saw before. Says the next part of the Mishnah, Onein. No geavino makriv. An onin can touch the carbonus, but he's able to go and bring them up. Onin no gea. Really, is that true? An onin is allowed to go and touch it? Says Rashi, Masnisa de Katani, onin no gea be she taval laaninuso bobayom. Vach tvila lo baya her of shemesh. The maila de rabbanon baalmi. Right? Okay. In no gea ramini. Hold on 1 second. We got ourselves a bit of a contradiction from the Mishnah Chagiga. Onin and mechusar kippurim tzvichin tefillah lekodesh. And onin, and someone is lacking kapara, then you bring the carbon the next day. They need tefillah in order to go out to have kachim. Chacham set up that even after his day of aninus is over, an onin can't eat until he goes to the mikvah. That's the darabon and zach. And mechusar kippurim also needs to go to the mikvah after he brought his kabanos. Now, we're assuming that it means not only for eating, but also for touching. So it sounds like this Mishnah is implying the Mishmos. So the Mishnah is that an Onid can't touch it until, can't touch it until he goes to the mikvah. But our Mishnah, which says that an Onid can touch it, doesn't say any other details to that, that it's Mashmah that he doesn't need to go to the mikvah. I'm Rabbi Amram, Rabbi Yochanan. Lokasha. Kan b'shetaval, our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where the Kohen already went to the mikvah. Kan b'shelotaval, with the Mishnah that's in Chagiga, we're dealing with the Kohen who didn't yet go to the mikvah. It's just an ukimta. He went to the mikvah, didn't go to the mikvah. V'chitaval mayave. Now, hold on 1 second. Even when he goes to the mikvah, has it help? Ha, hadra le aninus. His aninus came back to him. Tamra rehuna, oni shetaval, aninuso choser salav. If an oni goes to the mikvah, his aninus comes back to him. He ain't lost nothing. That's just bo bayom. Da aninus batzir mechad yoma lesei kedichsev acharisa kiyom mar b'moed katan. The Gemara is this restriction of aninus can't be taken off just from the mikvah. They're there until nightfall, and when it's over. So the Gemara assumes that the iser against touching karbanos is one of the restrictions of aninus. That can be taken off even through the mikvah until the aninus is over. So our Mishnah, which is talking about someone who's still in his aninus, can't mean that he can touch it after it goes to the mikvah. The Mishnah Chagiga, though, is saying that going to the mikvah is helpful, and we can explain this talking about a case where someone who's the day of aninus is over. But the point is, we can't be saying that an onin who went to the mikvah is not able to touch it. This is more lokasha. Had asach daite, right? When the Mishnah Chagiga is talking about an onin who went to the mikvah, he's talking about where he was in hesach hadas from watching himself, and he's not being careful to go out to make sure it doesn't become tummy again. Had, therefore he can't touch it. Had the lo asach daite, the one the Amish though, which doesn't need him to go to the mikvah, is talking about where he didn't have hesach hadas. He continued to be careful about becoming tummy. Now says the Gemara. Just 1 second. Hesach Hadas Shlishi Ushvi'i Bai. A case of Hesach Hadas needs to have the sprinkling, right, with the Paraduma on day 3 and on day 7. Damar Rav Yusmai V'Rav Yumasan and Rav Yochanan Hesach Hadas Arachazah Shlishi Ushvi'i. But the Mishnah Chagiga seems like all you need to do is do Tevila. What's going on? So the Gemara says, oh, look, Asha, Hada Asach Daite Mitmei Meis. Right, this idea that we're saying over here that it needs the, you know, the 7-day purification is talking about where it has a hadas even from Tumas Mace. Right, he wasn't careful to even touch the dead, not careful with the dead body stuff. Hadas Hadaitim Mitmei Sharetz. But the case in the Mishnah Chagiga, which says that that the only to immerse applies in the case where he has a hadas only from Tumah of Sharetz. And that Tumas Sharetz doesn't have to have 3rd day and 7-day sprinkling. That's only Tumas Mace. Tame Sharetz, Tame Malyu, but the Tome of Sharetz, the full-fledged Tome, Harav Shemesh Bar, you need to have Harav Shemesh. This has come to the, you gotta come to the night time, right? It's got to have Harav Shemesh. And Mishnah Chagiga just says go to the mikvah, it doesn't say anything about Harav Shemesh. The Ode, furthermore, Afilu Trumanami. If the Mishnah is talking about somebody who stopped being careful during his Tome of Sharetz, then he should have to go to the mikvah, even for eating truma, right? When it says, but the Mishnah says, "Ha'onin imchusa kippurim tzrichin tevila lekodesh aval lo letruma," but you should also need for truma as well, if this is the case. However, the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah, be'omer nishmarti midover hametameini. The Mishnah is talking about the case of somebody says, I protected myself from something that would make me tame. V'lo nishmarti midover haposleini, but not from something that would make me puzzle. Interesting. It says Rashi, L'achilas kachem, midrabanan. D'lo boy, Erev Shemesh. V'chein l'gabi truma, also by truma, ba'omer lo nishmarti midover haposleini b'truma. V'shinui d'chika hu, it's a dachuk answer. V'lo mitukam b'maskanat hachi. Frek the Gemara, is there such a thing like that? You could be like splitting things. Is there partial protection from tuma? You want to say that a person would avoid only tuma of more machmir and not something which is more makel? Everything we're in. Yep. Matanya, we have a bride, so it says so. Right, this is a tanya benichusa. Odeo asal al rosho. This is in the chagiga. Chagiga. Yeah, chagiga avchav. Odeo asal al rosho. The basket of figs was still on his head. Beep. Turn the page. So here's my base. Mafrega besocho, and a shovel was in the basket. It's like a tool that was used to separate the dried figs that are stuck together. V'yamar. And he said, Libi ala sal. It means on the basket. V'yam libi ala magrefa, but not on that little shovel. Right? So he's protected from the basket, but not the shovel from getting tumah. Sal tar, magrefa tumeya. Then we say this when taka happens, the sal is tar, the basket's good, but the shovel's tumeh. Was the tame magrefa la sal? But hold on a second. If that's tumeh, then it should now be mitame the basket. How could he say that the... that only the shovel is considered tame. Because Gemara ain't kli metame kli. A kli cannot be metame another kli. One vessel can't be metame another. Okay, at least be metame what's inside the basket over there. Right? The figs. Amarava ba'omer shmartia midavra metama. I protect the shovel from something that would make it tame. Velo shmartia midavra posla. But wouldn't then protect it from something that would make it puzzle. So the shovel just becomes puzzle, not tummy. And it can't be metame other things that are there. Says Rashi, v'lo midavar posla, l'chulun l'truma, umiu, tameh l'ishtamesh b'kachem. So anyway, it comes out, kum t'chais n'arayim, we say that this person, we believe in such a case over here, so we have this type of source, and therefore we can say that this partial protection for tuma is a real thing over here. Okay, we've been dealing this whole time, can an onain touch karbanos? We gave an answer over here with a bit of a contradiction between the Mishnah here and Mishnah Chagiga. Now we have another didya. Igalgal emilsa umitai lekame de Rabbi Abba bar Mamol. It says Rashi had the Raminu leel masnisa the onin di bilach lishnuya Allah nachshinu in the chike. Right, these type of answers, like Rashi said, are very dachuk. We have another answer. This idea went around to the Chachamim. And they came to Rav Amram Mamal. Amalu, he says to them, he said to his Talmidim, Lo shmielu ha'adam Rabbi Yochanan Rebbe. What, they didn't hear that which Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Rebbe, ha'ocha shlishi shel truma. Someone eats truma. That's a shlishi, means it's a truma that was touched by a sheni l'tuma, then it became a shlishi l'tuma. Whether that's a daraisa issue, this is something known as rishon sheni and shlishi by tuma, and revi. by some things. So we find here that there's this thing called the shlishi b'truma, Rashi says truma atzma v'koshkin shlishi shachulin shenasa altaris atas truma. Also lechol, it's also to eat. It's also to eat umutter liga, but it's mutter to touch the other truma. The chachamim where goes there that if a kohen eats truma, or like Rashi says chulin altaris of truma, that's a shlishi l'toma. His body also becomes a shlishi l'toma. And that as a shlishi l'toma, it's aser to eat truma until he goes to the mikvah. But he's allowed to touch it. Alma v'achila avud rabbanon maila. They made a stringency when it comes to eating. But a giyah lovud rabbanon maila. But when it comes to the giyah, no problem. You don't have to be shomin a giyah with this thing. In our case also, even though the chachamim asin onin to eat the kachim before he goes to the mikvah, they didn't ask him to touch it. So there's no steer between the two mishnayos. The mishnah chagiga, which says you have to go to the mikvah, is talking about eating it. And our mishnah doesn't need it. It's talking about just touching it, and everything is good. Zog the next part of the mishnah. Ve'inu chalik lechol, and only doesn't claim a share in the offerings to eat that night. You feel that night is going to be totally good. Miflagu delo polik, and Onin doesn't claim his own share. V'chi mezamnile, but if other Kohanim invite him to go and eat from theirs at night, says Rashi, im zimnu chaveiro kohen lechol imola erev b'chelko b'kotchem ochel. Then ochel, he can go and he can eat from it. This is nishkan a problem. So we see that Onin can eat from things during the night following his davening. Ramini. Hold on 1 second. What about the Gemara Pesach? There's a Mishnah over there. Zai Toiru. The Ilga Mishnah. It says Tovel. I'm the Onin. Tovel the Ochel is Pischal Erev. Onin. He goes to the mikvah and he eats his Pesach in the nighttime. Fascinating. About Lo B'Kachim. He's allowed to go ahead and do Tefillah and then eat the Karban Pesach at night, but not by Kachim. So it says the Onin can't take the stuff of Karbanos other than the Karban Pesach. That's even if it's the nighttime. Interesting. Rav Yirmi Difti Lokasha, Kama Pesach. Our Mishnah, we're talking about the night of Pesach. Kama Shayim Hashanah. The Mishnah in Pesachim, we're talking about the rest of the days of the year. But Pesach, I did the Achal Pesach Achonam Kachim. On Pesach, since it only can eat from the Karban Pesach, so we say you can have Kachim also. You know, once you're doing that thing, you're good to go. Good to go. Yeah, yo. But Shayim Hashanah, the little Chazim, the rest of the time of the year, we're not able to go out to eat the Karban Pesach. Lo chazi, therefore he's not chazi to eat anything else. Umay. Now that we set up that an onin can eat any carbon on the night of Pesach, what does the Mishnah Pesachim mean by saying aval lo b'kachim? But an onin can't eat from kachim. Aval lo b'kachim shall call a shana. What it meant is you can't have kachim of the entire year. Yeah, Ravasi Amar. Another answer, Lokasha. Kan Shemeslo Mes Ba'arba Asar. Mishnah Pesachim is talking about that he had a relative that died on the 14th of Nisan. That's the day before Pesach. Ukvaru Ba'arba Asar, and he was also buried on the 14th. And Kan Shemeslo Mes Ba'shlosh Asar, Armis is talking about that he died on the 13th. Ukvaru Ba'arba Asar, he's buried on the 14th. So in that case, he's allowed to go and eat things at night. Yom Kvur Lo Tafis Lelo. Because a ninus of the day of burial doesn't extend through the following night, even midirabanan. Even midirabanan. Okay, so now, according to what we just said, that the ninus of the night that's after the day is only midirabanan, now we got to figure out who this Tana is. Yeah. Mantana ninus laila midirabanan. Who holds such a thing? Rabbi Shimini, the time went to the Baisa, Ninas Laila Midiridora, the night following the death, the night afterwards, still Ninas applies. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Onin Enu Midiridora, Ala Midivri Sofrim. That night, he's an Onin only Midira Banan, Banan Midivri Torah. I tell you that you should know this is true. Shri Amri Kham said, Onin Tovel V'Ochel Espeschel Erev. Onin does Tvila, he needs his Pesach at night, Avalo V'Kachim, but he can't eat other things. But if a Ninus of the night is Midaraisa, he wouldn't even be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So it must be that the Ninus of the night is only Midira Banan. Vesavri Rishimon and his lady Midrabanan. He really holds that. Vatanya runs in a bray. So Rishimon Omer Onin Eino Mishalea Mishalech Karbanos Seven. Onin doesn't send his Karbanos to the Beit Hamikdash. My love. V'afilu Pesach. Now, doesn't this din apply even to the Karban Pesach? So we see even Rabbi Shimon is going to ask an Onin from being the Karban Pesach. It must be because the an Onin can't eat the Karban Pesach at night, which means the Nidus is a Daraisa Tikkun din. So we say over here, this goes against Rabbi Shimon's din over here, and the Nidus is Darabanan. Says Gemara, lo. He says Onin can't bring Karbanas. He means Lebarmi Pesach. It means every Karban but a Karban Pesach that you can send. Shlamim means to say that a person brings a shlamim only when he's shalim, when he's complete. But not when he's in a state of aninos. And where do I know to include this? The Rabbi says hatoda. How do I know to include the carbon toda? Because it's eaten in joy, just like a shlamim is eaten in a state of joy. Rashi says, "Yotzi de chovas simcha, tchsev bas simcha, v'zavachta shlamim v'achalta sham b'samachta." V'toda shlamim ikra, and toda's called a shlamim. Minayin the Rabbi says, "Ola says Gemara, where do I know to include an ola in this din?" Rabbi Nias Ola shekein ba b'neder u'b'nedava. Kishlamim, it's about another like Kishlamim. Minayin the rabbis bechor meiser pesach. What do I know to include the bechor meiser and pesach in this din? Marbani bechor meiser pesach shkin einan bain al chait. They are not brought for a sin, right? The bechor meiser and pesach. There's other reasons why they're being brought. Minayin the rabbis chatas v'ashem. How do I know and include the chatas v'ashem in this din also? Right, even though these are brought as sin offerings. Talmud Lomer Zevach. Torah says the word Zevach, the sacrifice. Again, what are we doing over here? What are we being marble over here? That Rabbi Shimon says straight up that an Onin doesn't bring the carbon, doesn't bring the Pesach, right? Because it seems to be saying that Rabbi Shimon says only if you're shalom and complete shalom. How do I know? We also include Ovas Menachos Vayayin and the Eitzim Alavona, the wood and the Lavona. Talmud Lomer Shlamim Karbono. Kol Karbono Shu Mevi Kishu Shalim Mevi. He brings only when he's whole. Ve'inu Mevi Kishu Onin, but not when he is an Onin. Ketani Mia Pesach. But we see over here Shimon brings in this brisa that an Onin cannot bring a Karbon Pesach, which goes against Shimon before that says an Onin goes to the mikvah and he eats a Pesach in the nighttime. Rav Chista Pesach Kedinasbe. Kedinasbe. Shimon mentioned the Pesach. He just mentioned it for no real halacha. He doesn't include Pesach among the karbanos that can't be brought by an onein. It's a normal thing that when you say these karbanos, you say bechor ma'aser, you say bechor ma'aser Pesach. It's just kind of slipped in. It's not really one of the halachas over there, so it's not included. Rav Sheshi Samai, different answer. My Pesach. What does it mean when it says Pesach in the brisa? Shalmei Pesach. It means a shlamim of Pesach. Right? That's what you're not allowed to bring. But you're allowed to bring the Pesach itself. Right? She says shalmei Pesach chagigas yudalad kishchabura. Meruba. That's when there's a lot of people. Everyone has to get parts, so they would bring other shlamim. They would add a small piece of the pesach that went along with it. So it's Gemara Yachi. This is true. I need shlamim. Then that's a case of shlamim. I said that clearly can't be. So why would I have to mention it? Tana shlamim abayim mechus pesach. Tana shlamim abayim mechus hasman. You brought two, one for going for that. Dilo tana shlamim abayim mechus pesach. If I hadn't mentioned that tzachat the chamina whole mechus pesach hasi. You go for the Pesach tummy. Since it's coming along with the Pesach, it's like Pesach itself. And therefore, it's going to be brought by an Onin, just like the Pesach itself, even though it's not Shalim. Kamash Milan is saying, no, it's its own shtickle, and it can't be brought. Those are two answers. And we're going to continue, God willing, next time. We're going to step over here, my friends. I want to wish all y'all a holy, holy Zos Chanukah and a great, great day.